Every project leaves a trail of lessons. What went right? What went wrong? And what could have been done differently? And yet, how often do we pause to truly reflect on those lessons? Well, today, I want to explore how managers can analyze past successes and missteps to shape a better future. But the question comes up, why is this so important? Well, because understanding your past isn't about dwelling on mistakes. It's about uncovering patterns, identifying opportunities for improvement, and building a roadmap for success. And whether it's refining communication, streamlining processes, or empowering your team, the answers to tomorrow's challenges often lie in yesterday's results, both good and bad. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where I challenge conventional wisdom to uncover smarter ways to lead, manage, and thrive in business. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I'm diving into the invaluable practice of looking back to move forward. I want to discuss practical strategies for conducting project retrospectives, the key questions every manager should ask, and how these insights can transform the way you lead your team. So, if you're ready to challenge the rules, learn from the past, and set your projects up for future success, hey, let's get started. You know, I get to thinking about some things, and looking back at past projects is kind of like checking your credit card statement after the holidays. Very painful, but necessary to fix your bad habits. And you know it's time to review past projects when you hear, "We've always done it this way." And that is the official anthem of mediocrity. And some projects are a masterpiece, and others look more like abstract art. But either way, there's always a lesson in the mess. Elaine was a seasoned project manager at a mid-sized tech company and had spent many years leading computer technology projects, from complex software rollouts to intricate system integrations. Her days were a blur of meetings, deadlines, and problem solving, leaving very little time for reflection. But when her company mandated a comprehensive project review to improve further processes, she found herself diving into her past work with a mix of curiosity and trepidation. But what she discovered shocked her. As Elaine shifted through the data, she found moments of brilliance that she had overlooked in the chaos of day-to-day work. For example, during a database migration project that had gone awry, her team developed a unique workaround to prevent data loss. Now, at that time, it felt like a band-aid solution, but looking back, she realized it was a testament to her team's ingenuity and resilience. And in a cross-departmental software deployment, Elaine's facilitation of weekly brainstorming sessions had brought together developers, IT support, and end users. These sessions not only prevented major conflicts, but also resulted in a user-friendly design that exceeded expectations. And Elaine hadn't realized how many of her junior team members had grown into leadership roles. Her practice of delegating challenging tasks to build their skills had created a pipeline of very capable leaders. The successes were encouraging, but Elaine also uncovered reoccurring problems that she had previously brushed aside or really hadn't had time to fully address. For example, unclear requirements. In multiple projects, vague or evolving requirements had led to scope creep, missed deadlines, and frustrated team members. And one example was a cloud infrastructure overhaul where stakeholders kept changing their priorities, and that caused endless revisions. Another one was communication breakdowns. Elaine noticed that the delays often stem from poor communication. In fact, in one project, critical updates were buried in long email threads, leading to confusion and redundant work. Another problem was overworking the team. A stark pattern emerged. Her teams were consistently burnt out. Tight deadlines, late night work, and insufficient breaks had taken their toll, and that resulted in high turnover after several major projects. So, with these insights, Elaine resolved to change how she managed projects moving forward. So she started on laser-focused requirements gathering. She decided to implement a requirements lock-in phase at the start of every project. Stakeholders would collaborate in workshops to define clear, unchanging goals before the work began, and thereby minimizing scope creep. She also streamlined communication. To prevent confusion, she adopted a single source of truth, a centralized project management tool, and all the updates, tasks, and progress would be documented in one place. And this cut down on miscommunication and saved time. Now, this one was a biggie. She had a work-life balance as a priority. So she introduced sustainable work sprints, ensuring that no one worked more than 40 hours a week unless it was absolutely necessary. And she added mandatory recovery weeks after major project milestones to prevent burnout. And then she decided to celebrate successes. Inspired by the overlooked accomplishments that she had found, she implemented quarterly project wins meetings where teams would showcase their achievements, no matter how small. And then, each project would end with a structured review to capture lessons learned and ensuring that the successes were repeated and the mistakes were avoided. To be honest, Elaine's changes were met with initial skepticism, especially the emphasis on work-life balance. But as the projects progressed, the results spoke for themselves. Stakeholders were thrilled with the reduced rework caused by clear requirements. Teams appreciated the organized communication and felt less stressed by sustainable workloads. And the quarterly project wins meetings became a highlight, boosting morale and fostering a culture of recognition. And Elaine's reflections had turned a necessary chore into a transformative process. By looking back at her past projects, she had not only uncovered hidden gems, but also created a roadmap for leading her team to even greater success. And Elaine's story is a reminder of the power of stepping back and reflecting. In the rush of daily work, it is so easy to miss what is going well, and also what needs improvement. But when management takes the time to look back, they gain insights that can reshape the way they lead and deliver results. So let's take a page from Elaine's book. Let's dive into our past projects. You might be surprised what you learn and how it can shape your future. So let's dive into this and how we can do all this breakdown. And why is this so critical? Because past projects are a goldmine of insights. They show us what worked, what didn't, and how we can make future projects even better. So let's take a look at that step by step here. First of all, remembering the great successes and the great problems. So we start with a thorough evaluation of past projects. What were the high points? Maybe it was an innovative solution, seamless collaboration, or meeting a tight deadline. These successes provide a blueprint for what to replicate in the future. But don't stop there. You also need to dig into the problems. What caused delays? Were the issues with unclear requirements? misallocated resources, or overly ambitious timelines. For example, if a database migration took twice as long as planned because of inadequate task delegation, that's something that needs to be addressed, but at least you know about it. Next step is to allocate the tasks more effectively. And one common issue in projects is the allocation of tasks. So when you look back, ask yourself these questions. Were the tasks aligned with team members' skills and strength? Did you overload certain people while underutilizing others? And were critical tasks delayed because the right person wasn't assigned early enough? So when you move forward, here's some adjustments. First, skill-based assignments. Create a detailed skills inventory for your team to ensure the tasks are assigned to the most capable individuals. Then you want to balance the workloads, and you can use project management tools to track workloads and avoid overburdening the key team members. And then, this is a biggie. I had great success with this. Cross-training. Train team members on overlapping skills to create flexibility and avoid bottlenecks. The next step is to adjust the timeline commitments. And this is where a lot of things go wrong. Many projects suffer from unrealistic deadlines that are set without considering past experiences. So when reviewing your past projects, here's some questions to ask. How often were deadlines missed and why? Were dependencies properly accounted for? And did scope changes derail the timeline? So what we do to fix that is, first of all, build in buffer time. The built-in buffer periods for unexpected challenges, especially in complex tasks, are always needed. And then set realistic deadlines with input from the team leads who understand the total amount of work involved. And then be firm about locking in requirements at the project's start to avoid constant adjustments. And they will happen. Adjustments happen, that's fine. But we don't want them constantly happening. Now, step four, presenting the lessons learned. Once you've completed this evaluation, the next step is to communicate these lessons to your team and upper management. Why? Well, transparency builds trust, and showing how you're improving processes demonstrates leadership. For the team, you focus on collaboration. You hold a retrospective meeting to share your findings. You start by celebrating successes, and that's really important to start there, and recognizing individual contributions. Then, and only then, discuss areas for improvement and invite feedback. And this creates a buy-in for future changes. Then outline how new methods like better task allocation or timeline adjustments will make their work smoother and less stressful. Then for upper management, you want to focus on outcomes. Present a concise report that highlights your analysis. Emphasize how your proposed changes will increase efficiency, reduce delays, and improve deliverables. And you can use great examples from past projects to support your recommendations. For example, by adjusting our task allocation, we expect to save 15% on project time based on similar past projects. The next step is to put it all together. Look back at past projects to celebrate the wins and understand the pain points. Use those insights to refine task allocation, improve timeline planning, and streamline processes. Communicate your findings and plans effectively to your team and leadership. This approach not only ensures smoother future projects, but it also positions you as a thoughtful, proactive leader who's always striving to improve. And remember, the best leaders don't just manage the present. They learn from the past to shape their future. And so the next time you wrap up a project, take the time to reflect. you might just uncover the key to making your next project the best one yet. Let's dive into this further. Here's the steps we take. You start with a comprehensive kickoff meeting. You set the stage for success by sharing past lessons and aligning everyone on the new project. So with the team, you share the past insights. Begin the meeting with a quick presentation of key lessons learned from previous projects, both successes and challenges. Then you set expectations. Discuss how these lessons will influence the new project, such as improved task allocation, better communication, and more realistic timelines. Then define roles. Clearly outline each team member's responsibilities and how their skills align with their tasks. Here's an example of what you could say. In our last project, delays occurred because the tasks were assigned to overburdened team members. For this project, I've balanced the workload more evenly to avoid burnout and ensure smoother progress. Next, use data-driven task allocation. Ensure the right people are doing the right tasks to optimize efficiency and outcomes. First, create a skills matrix. Map out each team member's expertise, strengths, and past contributions to assign tasks accordingly. And then delegate effectively. You need to assign ownership of critical tasks to experienced team members. And at the same time, pair less experienced members with mentors for growth. Then monitor the workloads. Use project management tools to track tasks and workloads and adjust assignments as you need to really get a balance going. In the past, bottlenecks occurred when only one team member knew how to handle a critical task. So for this project, I'm going to cross-train two backup team members to avoid delays. Next, implement a smarter timeline planning. Obviously, we need to set realistic deadlines that account for potential challenges and dependencies, but that doesn't happen as often as it should. So you break down the project. Divide the project into phases and smaller, manageable tasks. And there's a great benefit there because then you can check those off as they're done and people feel like they're making great progress. Then you stick in buffers. Include extra time for each phase to accommodate unexpected delays or changes, which are guaranteed to happen, trust me. Then, don't just leave it. Go back and check them. Conduct weekly check-ins to assess progress, identify risks, and adjust timelines as needed. So something you could say to the team, we missed deadlines in previous projects because of last-minute scope changes. So this time, we've locked in the requirements during the planning phase and added a 2-week buffer for testing. Next, enhance the communication and transparency. You want to avoid miscommunication and ensure everybody is aligned throughout the project. So first of all, centralize information. Use a single project management platform for updates, documentation, and tracking progress. But watch out. Don't let this be so complex that it takes everyone's time away from the work. Schedule regular check-ins. Hold short daily or weekly stand-up meetings to address progress and roadblocks. Then promote open dialogue. Encourage team members to share concerns or suggest improvements without fear of judgment from you. Here's something you could say. We've streamlined communication by using a centralized platform where updates are easy to find. No more digging through email threads for critical information. Then, integrate the continuous feedback loops because you want to build agility into the project by learning and adapting as you go. For example, a mid-project review. Conduct brief reviews every key milestone to evaluate what's working and what needs adjustment. Then a team feedback. You want to regularly ask team members for feedback on processes, workloads, and communication. and check in with stakeholders to ensure the project is meeting their expectations and adjust if necessary. For example, you could say this: in the last project, we waited till the end to evaluate success. For this project, we'll do a mini review at the end of each phase to do any course correction early if needed. Another thing to do is highlight the wins and address the challenges. You want to build morale and foster learning by recognizing achievements and addressing issues constructively. Celebrate milestones publicly, and this is important, in public. Acknowledge team members who have contributed to success. And then let's frame the challenges as opportunities. Discuss issues in terms of what can be improved, not as failures. And then document them. Keep a running log of insights from the current project to inform future work. Here's something you can say to the team: we'll hold bi-weekly wins and lessons session to spotlight successes and identify areas to improve without blame. And this next step is really important. Present the plan to upper management. If they don't understand what you're doing, you're doomed. You have to gain buy-in and support from upper leadership for any new methods and strategies. Start with a clear report. Summarize your plan to incorporate past lessons, highlighting how it will improve efficiency, reduce risks, and deliver better results. But here's a tip: make it short. It's got to be a very short, clear report. Long reports won't be read. Then you want to use metrics. Share data from past projects to illustrate how the new approach addresses previous issues. And be clear on your milestones. You want to outline key points in the project timeline where leadership can review progress and really provide input. You could say to upper management, based on data from prior projects, our new strategy aims to reduce timeline overruns by 20% and improve team satisfaction scores by implementing better task allocation and communication practices. Next, monitor the progress, but more importantly, stay adaptable. You want to ensure the project stays on track, but you want to remain flexible because there will be unforeseen challenges. Not if they occur, there will be. So, for example, you could use KPIs like task completion rates, timeline adherence, and team satisfaction to measure success. But watch out. Don't let this dominate your time. It can't be a time suck. If an issue arises, revisit your plan and adjust as necessary rather than sticking rigidly to the initial approach. Applying lessons from past projects isn't just about avoiding mistakes. It's about building a stronger foundation for future successes. By refining task allocation, planning realistic timelines, enhancing communication, and embracing feedback, you will create a system that benefits your team, stakeholders, and organizations. And by implementing these steps in your next project, you'll not only avoid past pitfalls, but also position your team to achieve results beyond expectation. As we bring this episode of Ignoring the Rules to a close, I want to take a moment to appreciate the incredible value of looking back at past projects. When we take time to evaluate what went right, what went wrong, and what could have been done better, we unlock a treasure trove of insights that can transform the way we approach new challenges. By reflecting on past successes, you can replicate the strategies that drove results and celebrate the achievements that made your team shine. And by addressing the mistakes, you create opportunities for growth, innovation, and smarter decision-making. And the real magic happens when you share these lessons with your team. Imagine the excitement when your team realizes that every past project, whether it soared or stumbled, is a stepping stone to creating something even greater. With a roadmap informed by experience, new projects can be completed faster, with fewer headaches and with results that exceed expectations. And let's not forget upper management. By presenting your findings and a clear plan for the future, you're not just improving processes, you're demonstrating leadership and foresight. And that's how careers grow, teams thrive, and businesses succeed. So as you gear up for your next project, take the time to reflect, dive into the data, celebrate the wins, learn from the setbacks, and show your team how their collective wisdom is shaping a brighter, more successful future. The gains you'll see and the excitement you'll build will make all of the effort worth it. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to Ignoring the Rules. If today's discussion inspired you, share it with others. Subscribe and join next time as I continue to explore the smarter ways to lead and innovate. Until then, keep challenging the rules and crafting your path to success.